Todd Furman, straight out of Compton. At Todd Furman on Twitter.
Straight out of Vegas.
Straight out of Vegas. Todd, what's up, man? How are you?
I think I'd last about 37 seconds in Compton, guys.
Is that the over-under?
Really that far.
That's a prop bet, isn't it?
It's a prop bet on that one, man.
Always a math guy, man.
You know, Blaine, if you can find a way to make a little bit of money, even at my disposal, I'm more than happy to go out there and try and go running around for about 45 seconds to a minute.
Hey, I know some guys from Compton, man.
Go running around. All right, let's hit it, Todd. Some weird line movements. This week, I'm going to start nationally. Notre Dame at Florida State, obviously, in the offseason, I think around 24, opened at 13.5. Now I saw down to 8 at one casino. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, Cantor Technology is the only sports book that has the number available here in town. Everybody else, both in Vegas and offshore, has kept it off the board amid speculation that we don't know what Jameis Winston's status will be. And when you hang a number like this, the only people who are running to bet it early are folks trying to take a shot by betting the underdog here in Notre Dame. Number would have opened 11.5 or 12, depending on the sports books and the way they wanted to try and shade it. Without Jameis, you're talking about this number closing somewhere close to 3, 3.5. 7.5 to 8 point move in the total as well. Just a huge, huge drop off from Jameis down to Sean McGuire, especially as we saw against Clemson.
Is he the most valuable player in college football in terms of line movement?
He's really proved his worth there. I mean, I think Marcus Mariota at Oregon, just the way that offense runs, has to be considered that. And when you look at Mississippi State and their program's resurgence down there, there is nobody in their depth chart that's capable of doing what Dak Prescott has been able to do for Dan Mullen's offense.
Stanford at Arizona. Stanford 3.5 point favorite on the road.
A big question here is exactly what the status of Taylor Kelly will be. He's missed the last couple of games with a broken foot and or issues down there. From what I've been told, there were screws put in there, and not exactly the ideal way that a mobile quarterback wants to try and go to approaching a defense as tenacious as Stanford. Double revenge for ASU, but give me Stanford here in this particular spot. If Kelly goes, I think it's a better bet than them using a healthy backup.
Let's go into the SEC. Kentucky at LSU, and Todd, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I love Kentucky to win straight up.
Yeah, there's a reason, though, this number is 9.5, Brent, and 8 out of every 10 tickets are coming in on the underdog. So if it looks too good to be true, tread with a little bit of caution here. But really hard to argue with what the Wildcats have put together so far this season. Last week, in what should have been an obvious flat spot, they barnstormed back after spotting Louisiana Monroe a 14-point lead. Really like what Coach Stoops has going. Kentucky flirting with bowl eligibility. If you'd have told me they'd have been one of the only other one-loss teams aside from Georgia in the SEC East, I would have laughed at you before the year. I just think this is a tall task against a hungry Tigers team who did show some flashes last week offensively against the Gators.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, every Wednesday at 4:30 at Todd Furman on Twitter.
Todd, Georgia coming off one of the bigger statement wins of the season, and they're at Arkansas, and Arkansas has shown Bielema's system is starting to take root and take shape. They're getting closer and closer to that mythical, you know, first SEC win under Bielema.
Yeah, Arkansas is one of those teams that continues to fly under the radar for the casual fan. In all honesty, we've had them power rated in the top 20 from early in the season, and they haven't let people down. 5-1 against the spread, been a moneymaker, but I think odds makers have finally caught up to this number. And this price here tells you, despite them playing in Little Rock, not in Fayetteville, that Georgia is about a 6-point underdog against Alabama on a neutral. That price is inflated. I still have some major reservations, though, about Georgia. Yes, their defense looked a lot better, but before we give them too much credit, this is a Missouri team that struggled to move the ball against Indiana, Central Florida, South Carolina. So while Hudson Mason is improving, they're going to miss Todd Gurley a lot more in this game, but the number's right where it should be, guys. I can't make a case to back the Hogs here.
You mentioned Missouri. They're at Florida, and that line is jumping around a little bit, starting to move.
Yeah, numbers really taken off. Open 4 out to 6 here. I think this is the kind of opponent that Florida will feast on. Missouri is going to struggle all evening to move the football. Hard part is, do you really want to lay 6 points with a Jeff Driscoll-led offense? I don't think it'll matter nearly as much here. You're going to get a steady dose of Florida's ground game. They'll overpower Missouri, and this is an opportunity for Florida to get a statement win at home.
Texas A&M at Alabama. Alabama obviously is going to have to score some points to keep up with what A&M will probably do.
That's for sure. I think A&M right now, water has finally met its level. I know Aggie fans were not happy with me early in the year when I called them the most overrated team in the country. Right now, I believe they're an 8-4 caliber football team. And this is definitely a different Alabama team they're going to encounter. People jumping off the bandwagon. But the reality is, going to Ole Miss and playing the Rebels close with a freshman quarterback and then following it up with a narrow win at Arkansas, nothing to be ashamed of. I think Alabama will have an opportunity to get healthy offensively. A&M will do their best to keep up. I really like this game over the total. 61.5 seems a bit low.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, at Todd Furman. You can get him on Twitter if we miss a game that you want to hear about. Just ask him there.
Hey, Todd, curveball. Who's favorite to win the Talladega Super Speedway?
Hey, you know what, Blaine? Restrictor plate racing is a very different animal, and when you try and go about it,
come on,
it should be a great race to watch. You're looking at 5 to 6 drivers all in that 10 to 1 range, a far cry from what you'll see at a mile and a half track. The two guys, though, that you want to keep an eye on that are listed among the favorites, Jimmy Johnson and Brad Kay, are probably going to need a win to get into the next level of the chase. Right. And I think it's going to make for some real fascinating racing, especially given all the drama we saw at the close of the race last weekend with Matt Kenseth getting into it with Brad Kay, along with Denny Hamlin and everybody else. NASCAR quickly turning into WWE.
Which is hilarious. What we talked about yesterday. About that. That's funny, yeah.
Tennessee, that's the Titans, that is, at Washington. Does it even matter who starts at quarterback for Tennessee? Do they still have a shot at winning?
I think Jake Locker definitely gives them a better opportunity. I've been a little bit discouraged, though, watching the Titans try and move the football on the ground. Bishop Sankey hasn't shown that big play ability that we really thought we were going to get out of him early in the year. But Washington, at the same time, shouldn't be a 5.5-point favorite against anybody in the NFL. They have
I better stop laughing.
I would lean towards the Titans here, take those generous points. But again, these are two teams that I just don't think you can really read on a week-to-week basis.
All right, another big team in the conference, and that's Cincinnati at the Colts.
Indy, one of those teams that the professionals have been slow to get on board, but the public's been cashing tickets on each and every week. The defense has drastically improved. Andrew Luck, it's impossible to really try and quantify what he's meant to this offense. And you're seeing this number sit at 3. The total has ticked up from 49.5 to 50. Cincy's defense the last 2 weeks has looked pretty pedestrian, and I think that's the real issue here. I can't make a strong case to back the Colts. The number's right where I have it, but I can make a case to go over 49.5. I think both these teams will score.
Well, the biggest game of the week in the NFL is San Francisco at Denver. Is this maybe Super Bowl odds here?
San Francisco looks a lot better, and scary to think that that defense is only going to get healthier. Mm-hmm. They, of course, were the beneficiary of, I don't know, Blaine, maybe you can explain, what kind of coverage were the Rams playing to close that half to allow the 49ers to get back in the game?
One you shouldn't be playing. I mean, play prevent. I mean, I don't know. It looked like they were playing man-to-man. I didn't watch actually that whole game, but I did see that play, so I don't even know. I think
amazing how one play changes a game.
Hey, that's Greg Williams. That's your buddy.
Is Denver a 6.5-point favorite against San Francisco? Of course, the big story here off the field is that some NFL coaches have said they'd rather prepare for Peyton Manning than Colin Kaepernick. Don't think that'll get lost on the first ballot Hall of Famer. I think Denver here at a bit of a discount would lean towards them laying 6.5. You have seen the total, though, go from 47 to 49.5. I'm just not buying San Francisco's defensive performances yet.
Well, another big game in college that be on the national stage at 12 o'clock there Saturday is Kansas State at Oklahoma. Is Oklahoma still in the hunt? Even maybe Kansas State, I doubt that very seriously, but Oklahoma still in the hunt for the next
time? Oklahoma, I mean, with one loss, they, of course, control their own destiny. They'll draw Baylor at home later in the year in a big game in Bedlam against Oklahoma State. But they have to figure things out on the offensive side. They were very pedestrian against Texas, mustered about 30 yards of total offense in the first half, relied on their defense and special teams. Trevor Knight, not anywhere close to the quarterback people thought he would be this season, and they're not going to be able to run the football with a great level of success against Kansas State coming off a bye. I'll make a case for Bill Snyder's team being very live. He's been one of the coaches in the conference that's had no problem going into Norman with inferior talent and walking out of there with a victory.
Well, you're talking about inferior talent. That is Ole Miss's defensive line and defense in total over Tennessee. Does Tennessee have any shot of winning this game? Where's the line at?
You know what? I had to do a double take when I looked at the box score for Tennessee's game against Chattanooga to see that they had been sacked 8 times against the Mocs. That's not going to bode real well here for Ole Miss. You're talking about homecoming for a Rebels team who, from the people I've talked to down in Oxford, Ole Miss still playing with a chip on their shoulder because they're shocked their in-state rival is ranked number 1 in the country. A little bit of a letdown, though, so concerned about laying 16.5 here, knowing that the Rebs have LSU on deck. But I think it's a mismatch, that defensive line against Tennessee's offensive line. But the Vols' defense a lot better than they get credit for. I like this game under the total, but I think Tennessee will be hard-pressed to score 10 points.
I guess lastly, UAB at Middle Tennessee. Got to get some local flavor now.
This is a game I really like the Blue Raiders here. I'm surprised to see UAB a road favorite. They were the beneficiary of 3 defensive touchdowns a week ago against North Texas, so you saw a balloon point spread here. Middle Tennessee State just couldn't slow down Marshall, but then again, nobody in the conference will be able to do that this year. This is the kind of opponent, though, they should be able to take care of. I think Middle Tennessee State better on both lines of scrimmage, more offensive talent. I like the short home dog to come away with a win in Murfreesboro.
Great stuff, Todd. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Anytime you want to go to Compton, we'll be there with you.
I mean, is Blaine ready to play bodyguard for me there? I'm sure he said he's got some people there that can take care of me.
Wow, yeah. Blaine, what's wrong with me and Mickey?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll be in a plane or a vehicle that goes really fast.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, out of Compton.
Right. What Todd goes with Kevlar?
Yeah, at Todd Furman on Twitter. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5.